Yesterday is the 71st anniversary of the largest amphibious assault in world history. An exciting day and one that I hope that we all take the time to know about and tell our children about. Such an important day. There are days in history where you can see that changed world history. There's not very many of them, but there are days, and that certainly is one of those days. And this morning I want to talk about a young man that was involved in that fight. But the author here says that he was a cool-headed warrior, and he was an outstanding rifleman. He later would say that he was a woodsman, a hunter as a boy, and he said, not in a bragging way, but he doesn't remember ever missing a shot his entire life from any shot he took. He was also a godly Baptist layman. Waverly Ray was an American soldier who participated in this day yesterday, December 6th. The day we know about is December 6th, where our infantry. I'm sorry. Yeah, June 6th, December 7th, and June 6th. Did I say December the whole time? I'm sorry. June 6th. Wow. And as these men swept into the beaches, Waverly Ray was lieutenant. He had parachuted in the day before with the 505th Parachute Regiment, and they were sweeping through the woods trying to find the enemy. And so now, not more than 30 hours later, on June 7th, in the morning of June 7th, his instincts, he couldn't see anything at that point. It was early morning. But his instincts told him that something was awry, something was going on with the Germans. And he sensed that a counterattack was forming. He was already a decorated war veteran of several campaigns, but he'll be mostly remembered for what happened on June 7th. And this will place him in a permanent memory of military lore, what happened on this day. So while scouting the land, he came across on the other side of the hedge, if you know about that area in France, and what we found out later was these huge hedges that were built along the roads, very tall, maybe 15 feet tall, and you couldn't see through them or over them. All our military intelligence didn't figure that out. Of all the things they saw, that was the one of the biggest blunders in American history, was they didn't know about the hedges, which would cause thousands and thousands of deaths eventually. But this day, as he's walking down the road, he sensed that he could hear voices through this hedge. And so he readied his weapons. He readied his M1 rifle. He had his hand on his Colt 45, and he came through the hedge, and he came across a group of 8 German soldiers who were busily studying a map and leaning over a radio. He shouted for them to surrender. One of them instinctively went for his pistol, and Waverly shot him immediately between the eyes. The other, as soon as they heard that gunshot, about 100 yards away, a machine gun opened up, firing towards him. He fired back and silenced that machine gun. It was over 100 yards away. We'll go back to that in just a minute. But then he calmly disposed of all the other 7 men who were at that command post. The machine gun had tore into his uniform, had chopped half his ear off, one of his ears. And with blood soaking through his shirt, he made his way back to his camp. When his commander saw him and saw the shape he was in, his commander said, he commented how close the Germans had gotten to the scout, in which Ray responded, grinning, "Yes, but not as close as I got to them." And so the next day, he and his commander went out to see what they had discovered, and they found all 8 bodies shot through the head, 2 of them 100 yards away, shot cleanly through the head. Ray insisted on burying his victims. He was not only a soldier doing his duty, but he was a godly Christian man and had profound respect for life. He, even his mortal enemies, he would say, would get the dignity of a painless death and a decent burial. And unfortunately, several months later, he was killed in battle also. But his marksmanship was legendary, and so was his bravery. He would face withering fire, would walk into fire that was coming down upon him, that astounded the soldiers around him. Once he was, they were hunkered down behind some barricades, waiting for the U.S. artillery to finish his job before they came up out of the trenches. And he turned to his sergeant and he said, "John, I wish the artillery would stop so we can get in after them." And his sergeant muttered something and said he thought the artillery was doing just well enough and we could wait. But he said the same sergeant told his ranking officer one time, "Aren't you glad Waverly's on our side?" Just a fearless warrior. But as I said, he wasn't only on our side, but he was distinctly on the Lord's side. And his story is fascinating. Actually, Stephen Ambrose, the great World War II historian actually has immortalized him in one of his books, Citizen Soldier. And you can maybe if you've read that book, but you'll remember Waverly Ray's story. But as I said, he's an outstanding Christian, and he was called respectfully. He was called deacon, not in a derogatory way, but the men around him, the men he served over, respected him greatly for his Christian life. He did not drink. He did not swear. He did not chase women. He sent half his paycheck back to his local Baptist church in Mississippi. And interestingly enough, secular historians tell of this and really suggest that he was a true Baptist hero. And even to the unsaved world, his testimony speaks very loudly. But the counteroffensive that he uncovered happened to be a German counteroffensive of over 6,000 soldiers that were there were coming into the area to push the Americans and the British back into the sea. And because of Ray's reconnaissance that morning, that counteroffensive was stopped. Just an amazing story that I could go on and on about it. But and very interesting to us because he was a godly Christian man. And in this day, when politicians and immoral men, with a misguided sense of morality, try to shame men and women who are in uniform and serving their country, God is not ashamed to be identified with men who put their lives in line in fighting against those who have evil ambitions. In fact, King David, in the Book of Psalms, he records that God teacheth my hands to war. And so God isn't ashamed of this profession. We should not be. Nor is he ashamed to be a helper of those valiant men who serve him in this way. And so just a thought today on an anniversary that is so important to us, that we should thank God for our soldiers, thank God for this particular man and his testimony. But I don't think it'd be wrong to ask God to instruct our soldiers in their profession, just as David prayed to teach my hands to war. And this morning I want to thank the Lord for Waverly Ray and his tremendous testimony and his service for our country.